I know that you're a vegan now, and so you eat no meat, right? No eggs, no dairy products. You had a vegan wedding when you and Portia got married. Why did you decide to become a vegan, and when did you decide? And I know you care deeply about animal rights, and what changed in you?
Animal rights, it always, animal rights sounds like they're about to get the right to vote,
Okay, what
animal,
should I,
no,
how should
I don't
I
know,
say
no,
it?
no, it's just, I
Animal
said,
welfare?
yeah, animal, yes, the welfare of animals, but I always hear animal rights, and I just think it's a crazy thing, because it's really just any kind of, the right to just be left alone. I've always, years ago I read Diet for a New America, which is a book about, I guess it was, the last name is, I think it's Robbins. His father owned Baskin-Robbins, and he wrote this book about factory farming, and I read it and was horrified and was a vegetarian. I still ate cheese and stuff, but I was a vegetarian for about 8 months or so, and then I just went back to eating meat. And I used to love, cheeseburgers and steak, and I just did what most people do. I just had a disconnect. I just decided it's more important for me to taste a cheeseburger and have a steak or have a turkey sandwich, and it's easier, and I just put it out of my mind. And recently I read, not recently, it's been almost about a year and 8 months or so that we've been vegan, but I read Skinny Bitch first, and then I forced myself to watch a documentary called Earthlings. And it's inside footage of factory farms and dairy farms. And you just see that and you go, I can't participate in that. I can't be a part of something that is suffering. And it's 50 billion animals a year that are killed. And I think we all fool ourselves that there's some kind of happy cow and, and that it's a quick death and they just hit them in the head and they're out and that go through the whole, and it's a very disturbing reality, and it happens every minute of the day, and every commercial on the air has some kind of food product in it, every mini mall, every store, every, and you think about the consumption and how fast they have to mass produce, and you can't possibly put together in your head one healthy, happy animal. They're all in pain, they're all treated badly, they're all diseased, and they're all pumped with antibiotics, and there's just so many, and environmentally, I mean, I do it because I love animals, and I saw the reality, and I just couldn't ignore it anymore. But a lot of people do it for, for other reasons, and there's many reasons to do it, and I'm healthier for it, I'm happier for it, I don't have that, I mean, I really truly believe that we take in energy, and our thoughts are important, and all that stuff. I believe in that kind of positive thinking, and I can't imagine that if you're putting something in your body that's filled with fear or anxiety or pain, that isn't somehow gonna be inside of you. And I used to be a more anxious person and a more edgy and more, everything was a little more, jumpy and sad. And I think that's, not putting that stuff in my body is, and it's hard. It's hard to kind of live your life and know that exists and watch people do it all around you and just go, you gotta hope that one day that shift will happen.
Did you see the documentary Food Inc.? So that probably just reinforced everything that you were feeling.
Yeah, Food Inc. is a Disney movie compared to Earthlings.
Really?
Food Inc. is nothing, but yeah, there's I don't know. I would like people to look at that, but it's hard. It takes a lot. It takes a major shift in your life because it's easy to grab for something and it's just, there. But every time you think of what's on your plate and what it was and, you just can't do it.